Hello, innovators, explorers, and risk takers. Welcome to another episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. I'm your host, Sam Kamani, and on today's episode, I'm interviewing Alex. Alex has been at the center of organizing events for Web3. And if you work in Web3, if you work in crypto, then you are no stranger to events. In fact, right now when I'm publishing this episode, there is ETH Denver going on, which is one of the biggest events in the crypto world or in the Web3 world. So today, Alex is going to be sharing everything you need to know if you are interested in leveraging events or if you are interested in hosting your events, because I ask him, what are the secrets to making a successful event? Alex is the founder and CEO of Epic Web3 that organizes events all around the world in the Web3 niche and in the AI niche. But Web3 is unique. Crypto is unique that people in this industry, since they work decentralized, they love to get together at events, at conferences, and that's where partnerships are made. That's where sales happens. That's where companies grow, hiring happens, and so much more. So if you are ever interested in hosting one, then this is the episode for you. My only ask is that you share this on your social media and leave a rating or a review. Nothing mentioned in this podcast should be taken as investment advice. With that out of the way, let's get into it. So welcome, Alex. Welcome to the podcast. Looking forward to interviewing you. I have heard of Epic Web3 conferences and want to learn everything about how you got started and all that. But first question for you is, whereabouts are you based, Alex?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sam. Thanks for this question. I'm based in Lisbon. I live here for the last almost 2 years already, a little bit less. Yeah, I love the place. And it's the end of January now, and it's plus 20. So I'm super happy with the weather and with the, with everything.
Oh, that's fantastic. I often see lots of Web3 events happening in Lisbon. Is there a huge community of Web3 founders and Web3 people there?
I would say not so huge. When I just moved, I definitely visited a lot of meetups. I tried to attend everything just to integrate to the community. But the total number of actual builders is not so big, to be honest. Yes. So if you just enter LinkedIn and choose the location, the whole Portugal, and type Web3 or blockchain, yes, you will find much less people than in UK, for example, or even Berlin, for example. So yeah, there is a community here for sure, and some very nice and famous builders are moving here, but still a long way to go to develop Lisbon as an epicenter
as a
of
Oh, absolutely. Where have you seen other larger communities of Web3 builders, founders, all that?
I would say they're quite spread all over the world. Yes. And we work with a lot of different projects, and all of them, first of all of them are distributed. So their teams are distributed all over the world. Yes. And the founders are located in different places: US, Canada, Singapore, Hong Kong, London, Paris. So I love the industry for this. I mean, it's super distributed.
Yes, because that's the ethos of Web3, is distributed technology. It's a distributed ledger that we all want to work on. So yeah, why not have that in real life? And that does give you a much larger and a more talented pool of people to work from, instead of just looking in your 25-50 kilometer radius to find people to work with. So that makes...
Yeah, that totally makes, agree. Yeah, even in our small team of six, there are 5 different locations. People are working from Seoul to Lisbon, Istanbul, Montenegro. So
very cool.
That's
the story of every single Web3 startup. I have interviewed so many people in this space, and that is what brings the beauty of this industry, that it is so diverse, much more diverse than any other thing that I have, any other tech that I have ever worked on.
The only thing where it's probably not diverse enough is the proportion of women in this area.
The listeners of my podcast, 85% of them are men. The stats I get from Spotify.
85% is not so bad.
It's not so bad, actually. It's generally about 98. Most team pictures you would see, they're all men. And then sometimes they have an advisor or marketer or someone, one person out of 20, if that also. As I don't know, why is that? Why do you think that is the case?
I think it's super technological industry, super nerdy, probably from one point of view, from one side. And from another side, if you are not a builder, but if you are, I don't know, trader, degen, it's super risky. And both things in our world, I think, are more popular among men. But things change, of course.
Yes, over time, they do. Absolutely, they do. Yes.
But so far, men prevail here. We'll change that.
Yeah.
In our team, we do events, so we're not technical team. We do events, so half of our members are girls.
That is event marketing promotion that is quite dominated by women, or there is a higher percentage of women in every niche and every sector. Whereas when it comes to technical roles, there are still less women in those roles. Yeah, going back to Epic Web 3, as you were saying, you host events. Can you tell me a bit about Epic Web 3? How did you guys get started?
Yeah, we run events for last, I don't know, 8 or even more years. We did my first business was ad agency, and we created a conference inside this agency. First, it started as a side hustle, but then I focused completely on this. And so my second project was 100% events. And it turned out that me and my co-founder, Oli, we knew how to make conferences, how to make events, how to build communities. And we moved to Lisbon, to Portugal, and we needed to start from scratch because our previous life was in Russia. And in 2022, we all know what happened. And
we
sold our previous business, which was based in Russia. And we were deciding, okay, what to do next? We moved to Europe. And okay, what we know how to make events. Okay, which industry to choose? We need to choose something new, something vibrant, something which is still in the early days, but which is developing and which we believe in. And it was Web3 those days. It was, I think it was still the bull market, at least the end of the bull market.
Yes, indeed.
We started, then it was a long bear, and we thought, okay, probably we were in the wrong time. But from this point, I'm happy that we started in a bear market because it saved us from a lot of mistakes. And now we think that we learned a lot, and now when the market is a lot better, we already have some traction, some kind of product market fit, some clients, and so on. So yeah, that's how we started. That's the story.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I saw that you guys are also starting a conference in AI. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the same logic. Yes. So it's just something that is developing super quickly. To be honest, I didn't want to defocus first. We wanted to make only Web3 things and not look to different, okay, AI, something new. You cannot just pick every new trend. You need to stay focused on something.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, but in the end of the day, we decided that we cannot ignore it anymore. So we decided to try. To be honest, I don't like to tell about it. I'm a little bit afraid of telling it in the Web3 crowd, because Web3 crowd likes believers who stay committed to Web3, only Web3, nothing else.
No, don't worry. That's only some people, because I interview so many founders and I talk with so many people. tomorrow. I've got 7 meetings booked with different people all around the world, VCs, like investors, founders, all that. And I can guarantee you that every single one has looked at, founder has looked at integrating AI into their product, and every single VC has looked at also investing in AI on top of Web3. So you are not alone. So it's fine. You are just meeting the industry's needs. Whether they might admit it or not, everyone has done that.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you for your support. So to be honest, our vision is to at one point probably to unite these directions and to make a big conference on, I don't know, all emerging trends, be it Web3, AI, or anything else. But yeah, for now, we decided to make just another sub-brand, Epic AI Dev for AI developers, and see how it goes. Actually, it goes really well so far, so I think we'll keep developing it as well. But I should say that the community is totally different, and the event industry is totally different. I think there is no other industry like Web3 and crypto that love events so much.
Yeah.
There are so many events in crypto. Every conference have, I don't know, dozens if not hundreds of side events. And that's very new.
Absolutely hundreds of side events. Just 10 hours ago, before I went to bed, my last meeting was someone who wants to co-organize an event as a side event with me at Token 2049. There's like already last Token 2049 in Singapore, there were 440 side events. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is too much. This year might be even more. It is insane, the number of side events that
happen. Yeah, I think no other industry have even close number of events. Every industry is different.
Yes.
But yeah, we'll see.
And most people don't realize how small Web3 is by the number of people. There's only about 30,000 full-time developers in Web3 and 60,000 part-time developers in Web3. Whereas in the Web2 world, there's over 30 million developers. So most people have absolutely no idea. This is a very small niche of people who are just going from one event to another and taking part. Pretty much if you go to, I went to 8 different countries last year, went to 12 different airports and stuff. And pretty much I started seeing a very similar crowd at so many events all around the world. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's true. We all hope this number will grow. And it grows, actually. It grows steadily, but so far, still very small numbers. That's true.
Yeah. So I think what you are doing is commendable because, it's not easy. Web3 is not easy. When you look at, you would meet a lot of founders, developers. What do you see as the mistakes that founders make in this space?
Mistakes? Let me think. Okay, I know rather many founders and builders in the industry.
Yes.
They are very different. It's hard to say something in common. Okay, I can say about different things which I see. If they are first time founders without expertise in Web3 at all, probably the biggest mistake is to think that things in Web3 are similar to Web2. They are really different, and you need a lot of experience, a couple of bull bear cycles to fully understand how it works. So that's the reason why I see a lot of founders, not a lot of, but some founders, they tried something in Web3, they didn't see a quick result, and they pivot to some other thing. They try to, they go building some, be it AI or something else. That's why, Web3 needs its own expertise. You need to understand how all these things, all these tokens, all these VCs, even VCs are different. I don't know, airdrops, what motivates this crowd to use your wallet, to use your blockchain, right?
Yes.
A lot of super unique things for the industry. That's probably one thing I see. Another one, what I see is people, I think people still believe that that's super common in the industry. People still believe that you don't need a working business model in Web3. You don't need to earn revenue. You don't need cash flow. You just need to launch a token. Even if it's legit founders with, I mean, it's even if it's not a rug puller or a scammer, even if a founder builds real thing, they don't think about business model. And I think, of course, sometimes it works. It still works like this, and it will work for some time. But the whole Web3 needs to find ways to earn money. Like, projects need to find ways to actually earn money, to be profitable, yes, at least in the future.
Oh, 100%. Because I often feel like what Web3 does, that it only solves Web3 problems. It's not solving real world problems. So first of all, we create a problem and then we go and try and solve that problem while creating three more problems that three more projects can solve. So that's what has been going on. I do understand the other side of the argument as well, that, you know, that the infrastructure has to be ready before the world can jump on and use it. So we are first have to solve our own problems first, get everything fixed, whether it is with transaction speed or the cost of energy to everything. We have to solve our problems first, and security with bridging and so many problems we've got in Web3 before we can move on and solve the world's problems. So I do understand both sides of the story in that way. Going back to Epic Conference or Epic Web3, and you've been organizing events, what are some of the common observations you have seen people make when organizing an event?
You mean organizers?
Other organizers, yes.
To be honest, let me start from this. I don't think
it can be a small event, could be anything. Is it because a lot of people do organizing events in this industry? So if there are any founders who are thinking of doing, so what are some things they should be careful about? Maybe that's a better way to phrase it.
Yeah, got you. There is no secret sauce here, to be honest. I don't think we do something really special. We just do good enough things. To be honest, the average quality of the events in the industry is really low. And even good enough is already enough for people to tell us that what we do is great. I don't know, have good sound at the venue, have some food. I don't know, have good speakers, have enough space for people to have two different halls for networking and for a speaker. I don't know, get speakers prepared, have certain topic of the event. So to be honest, very simple things, but there are so many non-professional organizers who just want to throw out their events, and then people just come, and sometimes speakers, they tell their presentation, but nobody listens to them or something like this. I would say it's important to just do very simple things, just to organize everything good enough, and everybody will be happy. I don't know. Yeah, as I said, I don't think there's, it's not a rocket science. It's definitely, much easier to make an event. It's much easier than build a Web3 app, than build a layer 2, than build a roll up, or even simple, I don't know, smart contract. It's much easier than that. But yeah, you need to be careful about some small details.
Yeah, the logistics of it and all that. So yeah, that makes sense. My next question is around the same, because you work in this industry and you have done a good job. I, even before your team reached out to me, I knew about Epic Web3. I had looked at it a few times. What have you found works the best when promoting a Web3 event?
One best thing is to make your event as a side event to the big conference. That's for sure. But then you have another problem. You have 400 other side events, and you need to distinguish some. Yeah, have good speakers from, I don't know, tier one companies. Have Vitalik. If not Vitalik, I don't know, have Arbitrum, Optimism, ZK Sync have big names, even if it's not their founders or even if it's not their C-levels, people still come to the big brands.
Yes.
Have a hot topic of the event. I don't know if nobody cares about, I don't want to offend any blockchain, but yeah, I don't know. Everybody's talking about, last year, for example, everybody was talking about account abstraction. Every event with the name account abstraction, with account abstraction in the name, easily got a lot of signups just because people were interested in this topic. I would say don't make a mono brand event, even if you're, I don't know, if your brand is Ethereum, of course you will get a lot of attendees easily.
Yes.
But if your brand is not well known, it will be hard. So it's much better to bundle with others, to co-host with different other companies, to sponsor some other events, so on. We use email marketing even after people sign up. They sign up to hundreds of events. They sign up for thousands of events.
Yes.
Yeah, then if you don't send any emails, they just forget about you. So we send reminders, some reminders with added value information, like with speakers, with agenda, with some topics covered. And that definitely increases the show up rate.
Yes.
What else? How to promote the event? If it's a standalone event, I would say it's absolutely must to pay some traffic. We did this several standalone events and we used paid ads. Otherwise, you need really strong community which will come to you. Ask your speakers to share the info about the event.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a must. Because every time I've been a speaker, I've been asked by the event organizer to share it on your LinkedIn. You got 15,000 people following you and share it and do this and do that. Yeah, yeah. Of course, they're just requesting nicely. So I do that. Even for online events and stuff, I've seen that does work, especially if the speakers have their own audience, their own community, then get it to share there. Do you have to pay A-tier speakers or well-known people in the space to get them in, or not? It's not a Web3 thing.
I don't like this approach for sure. If you're organizing really huge conference with hundreds of speakers, with thousands or, I don't know, tens of thousands attendees, you should pay some speakers or at least cover their travel expenses.
Yeah.
If you are doing a smaller community thing or hackathon, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I would say it's really important to have, as I said, to have big names, to have brands in your agenda. But it's also important to balance it with meaningful talks, detailed talks, interesting talks. And most often, this celebrity, they don't tell about anything exclusive. I would say it doesn't add a lot of value usually to your event.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say 99% don't.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with Web2. It's the corporate style events done in the Web2 world when it's related to banking, investment banking, finance, all that stuff. That's when they have speakers. That's a standalone event in a big location, 20,000-30,000 people. That's where, as a speaker, you would have to pay for top tier speakers and stuff, and they pay celebrity speakers and stuff, or even stand up comedians and stuff, which hasn't come in Web3 yet, but they do have, because I'm from the Web2 world and I've seen that they would get like some celebrity and all that. And like, especially in esports, you'd go to like game developers conference, Comic Con, those type of places, and there's always celebrities there, which are often sponsored by the name studios and stuff to come in and like sign autographs or whatever. It's very different. Web3 is very different. You don't need to do any of that. Yeah. So no, that sounds good. What's your outlook for 2024?
In terms of trends
that you are seeing.
Everybody is talking about bull market, but To be honest, I think we need to wait for probably one more year for it to truly be here. We see some early signs of it, but we need to keep to be patient still. So I think, yeah, continue building, and people are definitely much more positive about the industry today than even last year. So we expect more events, and we see, for example, some events that skipped last couple of years. They're being hosted this year again. So, yeah, but I would say one more thing. I would say we are still lacking some big narratives that will bring
A
more
hundred
adoption.
percent.
So people, yeah, okay. Modular blockchains are a hot topic. Probably real world assets are a thing, but it doesn't look like something huge that will bring mainstream users here. It's not here yet. That's probably the main reason why I think the bull market is not here yet. We all need to continue experimenting. We all make each of us make our own impact. We as event organizers make the impact, helping people to gather together. Yeah, builders build, and yeah, that's how it works. Eventually, somebody makes something that brings attention of masses, and it bursts.
Yeah, definitely. I agree to that because I know there is a lot of hype around Solana and Bitcoin with Bitcoin Ordinals and Bitcoin Halving and ETFs, but and a little bit around Cosmos and gaming, some narrative around that, but it's nothing like, because I'm quite old in this space, nothing like the ICO boom of the 2017 or the DeFi summer or the 2021 NFT boom. There is
Exactly.
nothing even close to that. So until we get a narrative, a new narrative, and a new utility like that, that starts to be adopted by 10, 20 million more people that weren't there before, or even a bigger number, a few hundred million more people, that's when we will see whole new, I don't know, it open up to a whole new sector in a way, and Web3 will expand, and that's when the next bull run will come. And
Yeah,
every bull run
exactly.
is
When
five times bigger, 10 times bigger than before.
Your taxi driver starts to ask you about Bitcoin, then you are in a bull run.
Or anything. They were asking, talking about NFTs, and before that, they were talking about altcoins, shitcoins, meme coins. So it's like we haven't reached that stage yet. And often it is supported by some new liquidity coming in the ecosystem. In 2021, it was due to COVID, every country was printing money, and that was flowing through. It was also flowing through the stock market. That's why there were things like meme stocks and all sorts of things. So it's the same thing in a way for DeFi and all that. There is a lot of talk around RWAs, real world assets, and all those sort of things, but I'm yet to see like a real life example where millions of people are using it, because there is still a lot of regulation. You can't just put a property on chain that easily. Every country has so many layers of regulation when it comes to property, land, those sort of things. So,
Yeah, I have a fellow founder who was researching this RWA thing for probably like 3 months or something, and then decided to go to build traditional Web2 SaaS, saying that this thing is good narrative, but still has a long to go a long way
way.
until it's adopted. Yeah.
Yes, I believe it, and I completely agree with it. I interview so many founders, but of course, I don't discourage anyone. But this is just what I have seen, that we are still a little bit away from it. There might be some other real world assets might be easier to tokenize and distribute on a distributed, open, permissionless, transparent ledger, but property is highly controlled because that's where people live. The government doesn't want half the population suddenly becoming homeless or starting trading on it or something, speculative trading on it. So most governments are going to highly control it, like land and housing is, it's a very delicate subject. So that would be, I'll probably be the last thing to be tokenized in, but then I could completely be wrong. That's how it seems like from my point of view.
Probably in some countries, I don't know, we will see first couple of countries which are super
progressive in this way.
Yeah, so in some area we will see some real use cases for sure. So yes. I'm rather bullish on it in general.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that sounds plausible. Yeah, we'll get there. My last question for you is, do you have a ask? Are you looking for anything, hiring people to sign up to your event, check you out, anything?
Yeah, always happy to see people at our events, epicweb3.com, always updated schedule of our events. We'll be at Denver, London, Seoul, nice. Dubai. We will make a hackathon in Hong Kong.
In May. What event? Is it part of a side event?
It will be part of Cointelegraph's Block Show and Block Down conference.
Yeah, there is. That's right. That's in Hong Kong. Block Show and Block Down. Yeah. I've got a huge list of events here with me.
So, yeah, always happy to see people at our events. Even more happy to see sponsors for sure. Always welcome. Sponsors always welcome.
Sure.
Yeah, but yeah, that's it. That's it.
What's your trick of getting sponsors? What's your, I don't know, how do you even find sponsors?
It got easier now when we have some traction. When people see what we've done before, what we did at our last events, sometimes people come to us, reach out first. Sometimes people make introductions. But to be honest, it's just a traditional sales job. It's, you need to do traditional sales to get enough sponsors to cover your costs and burn even despite it's not so big. So it's more like a traditional business.
Oh, definitely. That sounds good. Thank you. Thank you, Alex, for sharing all your wisdom and sharing about how you built your company and what you're doing in Web3. It was definitely an engaging conversation. And I got to learn some more things about the event industry in Web3, which is very unique. Most other events I've been to, like in the Web2 world, there'd be one big event and that's it. You go home. At the most, there'll be a closing party and an opening party, if that. And that's about it. Not 400 events in a week or in 5 days' time. So it's a very different world, but Web3 is still super exciting because of all these reasons. And it is because people work remote. So when they come around together, they want to meet people all the time and use that as a boost and then go back and work for another 2-3 months on their own. So that's the trend I have seen that does happen in Web3. And I do think it will move to other industries as well, because people are not going back to work on location work in US and all around the world, pretty much. They are working more and more from home. So there will be a more of a need for events where they can meet people in person, where everyone gets together once every quarter or something like that. So I do think the future is bright for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for this encouraging thought. Yeah, thank you, Sam, for having me. I enjoyed the conversation a lot.
Thank you so much for tuning in and listening or watching this episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. By now, you know the drill. Leave a comment or share this episode with a friend and leave a review. I would love to hear from you. So that's why my DMs are open. Reach out to me, especially if you are a founder building a product in Web3. Then I would love to hear from you. What are your challenges? Is there anything that I can help you or my community can help you with? Thank you once again and wish you best of luck in building your startup or your project.